Welcome back to Byline on WFPL. I'm Rick Hellett, and as we normally do at this time of the program, Aaron Keene, our WFPL Arts and Humanities reporter, joins us. Hi, Aaron.
Hi, Rick. Thanks for having me.
Thanks. Welcome back. Well, a lot going on. First of all, the Spalding University MFA program, Festival of Writing, starts tomorrow and runs, what, for another week or so?
Yeah, for about a week. This is a really exciting time. Our studios are here on 4th Street, and today is when a lot of the writers start to arrive for this 10-day festival. And so you can just sort of feel a different kind of energy down here. It's the Spalding's MFA program is a brief residency program. So twice a year, writers gather on Spalding's campus for these 10-day very intense residencies. And part of that, the festival part of that, are public readings that are given mostly by the faculty of the graduate program. And then later there are some alumni and some guests also who read.
This has really picked up over the years. This event has really gained a lot of momentum.
Yeah, well, the faculty has grown as the program has grown. So so now, geez, I mean, there are like a few dozen writers who are all reading. And the cool thing also is that the program really asks the faculty to read from new work, not just from, you know, the stuff that folks have heard before. So you're likely to hear, you know, something that's even unpublished from a writer that you might be really fond of. Some of the folks who are coming up this week. Diane April is on faculty. So for those who are used to reading her.
And that's a familiar name.
Yeah, yeah. So she's in Seattle now, but she still comes back twice a year. So you can catch her on Saturday at 6:45. You know, and so her latest book is The Eye Is Not Enough on Seeing and Remembering. But you might hear a brand new essay from Diane at this reading that you never heard before. So that's always exciting.
And we have this collaboration between Silas House and
Neela Vaswani. Yes. Yeah, Silas and Neela are good friends. They're collaborators, and they got together. They're both on faculty at Spalding. They both teach fiction writing, and they got together a couple of years ago to write an epistolary novel for middle grade readers, which is a novel in letters. So Neela had a character in mind who was a 12-year-old kid from India whose family immigrated to New York. They live in Chinatown. And she said, "Hey, Silas, do you want to work with me on this?" So he develops a character, River, who's a basketball star in Eastern Kentucky and the son of a coal miner. And they end up, you know, signing up through a school pen pal program and send each other letters over the course of a whole year. And so House and Vaswani actually wrote the book like that. Didn't discuss plot ahead of time. Didn't talk back channel, about the development of the book. They wrote each other letters in character. And over the course of one school year, they did it in real time in 2008. So
Wow. The
book just came out in February. And that's part of the celebration of recently published books by faculty. So one evening out of the festival is really all about the new book that's just come out. And that's Sunday. So you'll see them read together. Actually, for the first time, they've been splitting up their book tour duties. Silas in the South and Midwest, Neela on the East Coast, because she lives in New York. And so they're actually going to be reading together on Sunday. It's pretty cool.
Now, is there a cost to attend this?
No, they're all free. Most of the readings are happen at Spalding University. Some of them happen at the Brown Hotel because that's the sort of the official residence hall of the program. So you can go to the Spalding website, and later on this afternoon, also on WFPL.org, click on Arts and Humanities, and we'll have a whole schedule available as well. But everything's free and open to the public.
Now, you had the unique, moving on to another topic, you had the unique privilege earlier this week to see William Shatner, who came to Louisville.
I did, me and about 200 of our closest friends. He and his wife donated a sculpture to the Fraser History Museum. And his wife, Elizabeth, is a former horse trainer. And she and Bill own a horse farm outside of Versailles where they raise horses. So they have a pretty deep Kentucky connection. They live here part of the year. And they commissioned a statue, a limited edition statue of a samurai on horseback riding into battle called Way of Horse and Bow by Dow Blumberg. And he's a Kentucky sculptor, a former horse trainer himself. So it was a really, really lovely thing that the Shatners did to gift this sculpture to the Fraser while they have this samurai history exhibit that's open right now through September.
Let's talk about that a little bit. What's in this exhibit?
Lots of cool stuff. You know, it fits right in with when the Fraser was created first, it was an arms museum. So the samurai, there's definitely an emphasis on the warrior culture there and of the sort of you know, armor and weaponry and stuff like that. But there's also an emphasis on the beauty and artistic culture of that as well. So you're going to see a lot of scroll work and really great calligraphy, and then also the sort of historical vestments and such that folks would wear into battle.
Now, I guess I assume this is William Shatner's first public visit to the Fraser. Did he get a chance to look around at the exhibit? He did, actually.
And those of us who were still hanging around, because I wanted to see the exhibit, were invited to come up and kind of follow him and his wife while he was up there. You know, and he just, he's been doing this for so long that he is really good at ignoring a bunch of TV cameras in his face.
Oh, right.
But folks might have seen the B-roll of that if they were watching the newscast on Tuesday. But yeah, they got a real kick out of it. He was really, really into it. He's a big Japanese history buff, as it turns out. So this was really a confluence, this sculpture, of a lot of their different interests. You have Elizabeth's longtime interest in horses. You have Bill's interest in Japanese history. And so they kind of came together in the commissioning of the statue.
All right. Again, that's Samurai exhibits at the Fraser Museum. And finally, artist Ryan McGinnis is appearing this evening in town.
Yeah, this is a cool series that 21C Museum has been putting on. They've brought in maybe about half a dozen artists since January to come in and just do this lecture series at 21C. Now, this particular artist was also brought in by Land of Tomorrow Gallery. So this is the second collaboration that the two organizations have done. I think this is a really nice example of how bigger arts organizations can work with the smaller galleries or the smaller orgs to partner, to bring someone in who's going to appeal to both of their audiences or constituencies. Ryan McGinnis is... a lot of the work that he does is very calls to mind things like graphic and logo design.
Mm-hmm.
So so you'll see his women's series is these figural drawings that are sort of flattened and sort of solid colored, kind of like a Matisse almost. But then there's something about them that is also sort of incorporates. You'll look at that and you'll think, is that the United Way logo in her head? You know, not quite, but but reminiscent of that. And so, I think artwork like that sort of challenges how we kind of look at advertising and things like that in our everyday world.
All right, Erin Keene, thank you very much. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Rick.